Soul Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Radio.
Welcome to Soul Sister Tuesday, and you are here with Maria DiGiovanni, Magdalena Gomez, and yes, is the message mon there with us?
Yeah, what was the message in that last song?
What was it? You tell me.
We don't need any haters.
We don't need any haters.
Well, that's not. You should play the other Family Affair. So it makes a lot more sense.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Well, because it's more about family.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Plus, I just saw Sly Stone over the weekend, and it would. I just would rather hear that one. But that's no big deal.
Hey, if you've got the MP3, my man, let's play it. Anyway, welcome to Soul Sister Radio, and we are here
on Tango Tuesday.
On Tango Tuesday. Ooh, I like that. Tango Tuesday. We Tango Tuesday. But before we start, I want Jimmy James to share with our audience. It was NAMM, and we talked about NAMM last week and about you going and all the experiences you were going to have. So why don't you share with our audience?
NAMM-ify us.
And NAMM-ify us.
It was a great weekend. A lot of love and music in the room. And anytime you get a lot of musicians in the room with love and music, it makes for a great party. And pretty much that's what I did, was party for a week. But on top of partying for a week, I got a lot of really cool people in my network, a lot of really cool avenues to submit my music through. A lot of cool opportunities open up just from hanging out. And I saw some really cool shows.
Oh, tell us about the one with, what was it, Saturday night, Elton John, all kinds of people.
That was Friday night. And, yeah, that was the Yamaha 25th anniversary concert. And it was broadcast live all around the world, kind of like what we're doing now. But I'm sure they had a nice size, you know, crowd watching. And it was Earth, Wind & Fire opened up the show. Then after that, Chaka Khan came out.
Chaka Khan.
Toto. Lee Ritenour and Dudu Chance. So those are jazz musicians. Elton John. 120-piece orchestra, the Trojan Marching Band. Sinbad hosted it. And this show was
phenomenal.
It was phenomenal, and it was by invitation only. And I just happened to run across a ticket.
Hey, so, that's not bad.
You literally ran across it?
Yeah, I ran. I finally got my NAMM badge at 5:30 on Friday. The show closes at 6, so I didn't even go in. I got it. Went and saw my friends at Yamaha. And I ran into my buddy Johnny Lee, who I've been with all weekend up here. He just went home today. I ran into him. He was trying to get tickets to that show. I said, "Let me call up my buddies. And we needed four tickets, but I can only get one." So I went.
You didn't get Jules in at all this weekend? Did you?
Wait, that sounds like my alarm going off. I hope it's not.
It may be. But did you get your sister in at all?
No, Jules showed up on Saturday night. And the thing about NAMM is after the convention is over, both hotels turn into like this huge party event. Now the Hilton has three stages. The Marriott has two stages. And there's always a band on a stage. And Saturday night, Stevie Wonder walked through there and played harmonica with one of the bands for about 20 minutes.
Very cool. Well, next year we're going to definitely have to go with you and make it a...
So we wouldn't have been able to get in anyway because you only got one ticket.
No, the after party.
I know.
I'm talking about the after party. Everybody was there for that. It's a lot of people, though. There might be too many people for Magdalena. She doesn't really like big crowds like that. And you got to really, push your way through them.
Oh.
Not as shady looking musicians, but people come from all.
We're more like the entourage kind of people, right?
We're more like we like the VIP section.
VIP section works.
it was a great time. And I'm still up here with one of my NAMM buddies now. So he leaves town in about a day. So he went to the movies. I'm sitting here doing my advertising and stuff. Then I'm gonna go out and it's cold outside.
You're gonna romance the night?
No, I'm gonna go out and keep working on my LA network. It's getting pretty powerful. See, LA is a clique. I mean, Hollywood is a clique. If you're not in the clique, you don't really meet the right people and find out who's doing what. And being from Orange County, coming up here once.
You never invite us to Hollywood.
Going to Hollywood, Jimmy, would be interesting.
Will you Hollywoodize us?
Jimmy, when are you taking us to Hollywood?
We're going to Hollywood.
You guys never want to go. Maria never wants to go.
We're going. Let's pick a time.
Well, I don't know.
And arrive.
We have to figure out what's going on. I mean, you know, just have to figure. I don't know what you like, but we just have to figure out what's going on and what you're into. I'm sure you don't like, you know, a lot of things that are going on. Like, you wouldn't have liked the show I was at last night.
No?
No, it's way too hardcore for painful ears.
What, can you define what you mean by hardcore, please?
You wouldn't like it.
That doesn't tell me what it was.
It's the name of the band is Steel Panther. Matter of fact, Dick James will be on stage with Steel Panther at the House of Blues next Monday.
Next Monday, what date is that? That is the, hold on, the 4th.
The day after Super Bowl.
Okay, so we're...
Not too many people are going to be alive that day.
So not too many people will be alive. How do we motivate them
alert.
To get you there?
Alert.
Or alert.
There'll be a crowd there. Last night, who was that got up? One of the lead singer from NSYNC got up on stage with them.
Who?
That used to be Justin Bieber. I mean, not Justin, Justin Timberlake.
Justin.
Another NSYNC. I forget. I'll know his name when I hear it.
I don't know. Anyway. Well, we've got people in the guest room or the chat room, so I want to welcome you there. And we also have guests listening in. So I would like to go ahead and play a song real quick. And which one do I want to play? That's the one. And, Jimmy, we need to get you to give us some songs that we can play with you. How about that?
That we can Jimify him.
Well, we need to get you playing some of my songs.
Well, that's the whole point.
But before
we do, I want actually Magdalena to talk about what we're really going to talk about tonight. And that is, Jimmy, you and I have a commitment between the two of us that we are going to move forward. And tonight we're going to talk about that commitment to yourself. And that is in your dream. And right now, I'm so proud of you that you're in LA and you are making your dream come true, because that is the commitment that you have made to yourself.
Well,
and
I had to get to LA because Orange County is to make my dream come true, because Orange County is a nightmare.
Well, you know what? That's not true. We just are a little bit slower here in LA or in Orange County.
We're not the entertainment city.
No,
we're a sleepy town. We're a beach city.
We're the beach community.
We got sand in our toes.
But exactly. I want to play kind of a song for you, Jimmy. And it's not a fast song. Actually, I'm going to wait. I'm going to let Magdalena talk first about what it means to be committed to yourself.
Well, one thing I know that we've been talking about a lot is about gardening. And, you know, part of gardening is, you know, watering the soil, you know, trimming and pruning. And that's the only way that we truly grow. But it's really us taking care of our own garden to make our dreams come true. So it's about how we feed ourselves, whether, you know, it depends what kind of fertilizer you're using, you know. And this can be anything in regards to you know, what plants are planted next to you, basically, and the people that you surround yourself with, the people who are there to support you and your beliefs, but, you know, still allow you to do it. And it's about challenging ourselves. And sometimes we get distracted, and those distractions are like the weeds that come out of the ground. And, you know, they have to be pulled at a certain time, because otherwise they deplete who we are or what we're trying to grow, you know, out of neglect. And I think the one thing that we are all guilty of, And I say all as a majority. I'm not saying that everybody does. So we're all pretty much guilty of neglect. We oftentimes neglect our own selves. And, you know, this is what the show is about. It is about, you know, reaching our personal dreams and what it takes. And, yes, we are meant to be servants. We are, you know, it's okay for me to share my soil to help something else grow, but it should not steal my lifeline. It should not overtake, you know, my vine. And sometimes that's what happens in life because we get distracted. And often happens with in relationships, you know, we put one person before the other. You know, we stop talking to our friends because we're trying to spend time with that someone new. And, you know, it's like we just need to make sure that we're not choking our own vine by neglect or by taking the focus on to someone else. And that's what we're talking about. It's just about focusing on ourselves within, not in a selfish way, but in a way that it nourishes ourselves, our souls, our mind and spirit, so that we can be those amazing people that can give to somebody else. And Maria's going to put her phone on silent.
I am, because it's going off, but that's okay, because again, this commitment to yourself, we have a caller on the line, Jimmy, and you know her well. She's a beautiful, beautiful woman that you met on the Queen Mary on December 14th at the event. She is a lady in the Order of Constantine the Great in St. Helen, and she is a beautiful singer. So, Lady Sylvia, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
You, as a musician.
Sylvia.
Yeah, there she is.
I'm enjoying the listening to your show. Congratulations.
Very good, Jimmy. Just like Jimmy, Lady Sylvia, you are also a musician, a vocalist, an artist. And can you share with our audience what is or what does the commitment to yourself and your dream look like to you?
Ooh, that was a big global question. Well, I definitely have a message with my music. I'm not just singing because I want to just sing a few songs. I'm committed to make a difference by singing positive, uplifting, inspirational lyrics and music and messages, as well as connecting it with all the humanitarian efforts and charities I can in this world. So it's more like a mission and music all together. And you can read more about everything I'm committed to do with my music on LadySylvia.com, LadySylvia.com.
Very good. Jimmy, would you like to say anything to Lady Sylvia about all that?
No, I'm good.
Actually, Jimmy is such an inspirational artist because Jimmy has the soul and the positive inspiration, everything he do. And when we worked together, it was absolutely, I'm very grateful for that. Hopefully we're going to do some songs together, you know, in the future.
Yeah, I would like to mix Sylvia's voice with some other genres that she hasn't done yet as an experiment.
Well, that's a challenge to yourself too.
Yeah, what Jimmy, as a musician, do you see Sylvia doing besides the type of music that she sings? And that's really interesting because I know how your brain works in the music industry, but what kind of music do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have a vision. It would just be something different. It would be something a little bit more soulful and, you know, maybe melodic that she could do. You know, she could probably do it all. So I would just have to, you know, see what comes up and what.
You guys can be the new Ebony and Ivory.
You can be the new Ebony and Ivory.
Great.
Done.
Perfect. Yeah. It all worked.
I love you guys. Anyway, I wanted to call in and say hello, and I'm enjoying your show, and I can't wait to hear more.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. If you want to join in again, just go ahead and click the one button, and it'll allow you to join us again, okay?
And ivory. Oh.
Go ahead, keep singing.
There you go, go.
Go. Oh, I know.
That was very amazing, Jimmy. That's already a Grammy-winning line.
That's all I know.
Cool.
Well,
let's make that happen.
We also have another caller. We have another caller on the line, and I want to welcome her. She is from the Pacific Northwest, and she will be becoming a dame in the Order of St. Helen in October of this year. So, Becky Phillips, are you there with us?
I am. Hello, everyone.
Hello. How are you? Our topic of conversation tonight, if you've been listening, is this. What does the commitment to yourself look like?
Oh, that's a heavy revy.
Yeah.
Are you asking me mine?
Yes, I am.
What does the commitment to myself look like?
Yeah.
You know, the first thing that keeps coming to my mind is that famous William Shakespeare comment, to thine own self be true. Commitment to myself is to live each day in truth, whatever that truth looks like, good, bad, or indifferent, because it's the truth that sets you free, and I'm just finally realizing that, so woohoo!
It's difficult when you get this far in line, and what I'm really excited about and what is being taught to us over and over again is when you do find yourself an amazing team of people that are all for you, we all come together. And right now at 7:22 on this beautiful Tuesday, the 29th of December, we're getting ready to go into our second month of the new year. And the team that we have, I know, is getting stronger and stronger. Lady Sylvia, I can feel and see you and Jimmy working together, coming up with something completely amazing, and yeah, for it to be as spectacular as Ebony and Ivory. And Becky, again, we have now this commitment towards and to each other, and I'm just really, really excited that we're all joining here right now, making it happen now, just as a commitment should be. And Jimmy, thank you for even sliding in at the last minute. I knew
but
you weren't going to let.
Lady Sylvia, we need some blonde people.
Yeah, Lady Sylvia, you are our only blonde here.
There you go. You got it fully.
So we have a good blend.
The whole radio is blonde now.
Lady Sylvia, Becky doesn't know what you do and how you sing, because she wasn't at the event in December, and a lot of our audience may not know who you are and what type of music that you sing. So why don't you share with the audience and with Becky, since
yes,
Magdalena and Jimmy and I already know you and your voice well, share with Becky what your voice is all about and what kind of music you sing and your history behind your music.
Yes. Well, my music is a classical crossover, inspirational, healing, uplifting music. Everything I sing is coming from a classical background, but I do sing nowadays more of a classical crossover, nowadays that's how we call it, or a classical pop, which is more in the genre of Josh Groban, Enya, you know, Celine, Andrea Bocelli type of music. And you can listen to some of my videos and music on ladysylvia.com, LadySzylvia.com, like there's a Z after the S, if you want to hear more about it. And I connect my music with everything that's inspirational, positive, uplifting, and combine it with humanitarian efforts, charities that actually bring people to, how would I shift people's spirit into positive, uplifting direction. It has to be combined with healing, has to be combined with something that really moves people or make a difference in the world or in their lives. So that's my mission and music combined together.
And she has such a beautiful voice. And Lady Sylvia, do you happen to have any of your music available that you can play right now?
Oh, well,
something online, but I can send you something that you can play. Do you want me to MP3 you something?
Absolutely. Why don't you send that to me as soon as you possibly can? And
how
then
about she just built up something?
Or can you sing a cappella?
What shall I say?
I wouldn't. Hey, but you know what?
That's got to be a silly question.
I think that
you raise me up so I can stand the mountains. You raise me up so I walk on stormy sea. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be.
Bravo, bravo.
Yeah, we got to put something, we got to give her something with a message to it, with a strong message and in a nice soulful groove.
You know what? I want to see you, Jimmy, and Lady Sylvia write something together. Becky, you had a question. What was it?
Oh, no. I laughed when you said, could she sing a cappella? I just was saying, I'm sure that was a silly question because I bet you she could belt it out. And there you have it.
She doesn't miss a beat. There is a song that I want to play for all of you right now, and it's a song I think we did play on Sunday. I'm not sure. No, we didn't. But it is definitely a song that I want to play for the three of you, Jimmy, Becky, and Lady Sylvia, that are on with us. For our guests that are in the chat room, again, thank you so much for joining us and hanging out with us. But there is one thing that I want to make very clear, that we are all in a committed relationship, especially the five of us that are right here, because time and time again, I continue to look and you're standing right beside me. And it's really important that we're not standing in front of each other or behind each other, but that we are standing next to each other and by each other. So know that I'll stand by you no matter what. So here we go.
Yeah.
I've seen the dark side too. When the night falls on you, you don't know what to do. Nothing you confess could make me love you less. I'll stand by you. Thank you.
We are back with Soul Sister Radio. You there, Jimmy?
Yes, I wish somebody was standing by me now because I'm getting ready to go outside and it's freezing.
Well, be careful out there in Los Angeles. When are you coming back to Orange County?
Never! Well, I got to come back and...
Yeah.
I have a gig at our place on Thursday, so I'll be back by that. I'll probably be back tomorrow.
Very good.
Hey, Jimmy,
go ahead.
You may be cold there, but you know, come up here where it's torrential snow downpour right now.
Are you? Is it really snowing?
Ugh, yes.
Where is it?
I am exactly at this point 5 minutes from the Idaho state border on the Washington side. We're about 2 hours south of the Canada border. So we're on the northeastern side of the state.
Wow. So you're over by Spokane, right?
Yeah, I'm in Spokane, and Spokane's right on the border of Washington and Idaho. Liberty Lake, where I'm at, is just like a suburb between Spokane and Post Falls, Idaho.
And you grew up there, correct?
Oh, heck no. I've lived here for 20 years, but I'm originally from Oregon.
Okay, where in Oregon?
Roseburg, Oregon, Southern Oregon.
Okay.
South Eugene.
Wow. And it's snowing. Jimmy, have you ever drove in the snow, Jimmy?
Yeah.
And how did that work for you?
Well, I wasn't driving, I was riding on a bus in Japan.
Oh. Okay.
But no, I've never really driven in the snow. You know, maybe going to Big Bear.
Okay. I've never driven in the snow. Magdalena, have you ever driven in the snow?
No. I mean, I saw snow fall for the very first time when I was 33 years old.
And here I am drooling over your pictures of the sunny coast and the ocean on Facebook. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh. I was over at Lauren's, and that was her view from her house. So it's crazy. But I don't know. None of us have ever driven in the snow. Isn't that crazy?
You adapt. It's really just slow down. That's really all it is. It's like, you know, the ice is what stinks. Snow is just snow. It's just, you know, colder rain. So you just slow down. It's slicker. You know, you don't hydroplane. You just slide.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah.
But, you know, it has its moments. But people that have lived up here for any length of time and own a four-wheel drive think that they're invincible in this stuff, and they're the ones that end up in the ditches.
Gotcha. Interesting. Well, it's all good.
We can't even handle rain here.
Yeah. If it rains here, we get in car accidents, so people all freak out. Magdalena, you wanted to share something with our audience.
Yes, since we're talking about really about, well, what we're supposed to be talking about is really about, you know, achieving our dreams and cutting out the stuff that really gets in the way of who we are meant to be. So there's actually a scripture I want to share, and it says in Philippians 3:13-14, it says, brothers and sisters, but I say sisters, I do not consider myself yet have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on forward toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And then it says, then there's a little prayer. It says, a prayer for today. Father in heaven, today I choose to release everything that has tried to hold me back.
Amen.
I release the past. I release bitterness, I release failures and missed opportunities. Instead, I embrace your grace and power to boldly move forward into the blessing you have for me. In Jesus' name, and the whole church.
Amen.
Amen. And that is the opening that brings Jimmy out as he goes back to Hollywood, and it brings the Soul Patrol in. And so I'm going to actually have Magdalena open up this segment in prayer.
All right. Where's the siren?
I know. I missed the Soul Patrol siren.
Yeah, Jimmy, you're like the sound effects guy. What happened to you? he had to go, you know, so.
Okay,
we're
moving forward, and moving forward, I hope we have a little soundbite of, you know, some kind of alarm, because
next time
it's about bringing alertness onto us. So here we're going to do our little, you know, soul patrol prayer, and it's just something so that we can have a blessed evening, and just really, this is where we put our hope in, and we hope that we can inspire you to place your hope in God Almighty. And dear Father God, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for this amazing Tuesday. Thank you for keeping us protected. Thank you for having a roof over our heads, you know, warm socks, and just the basics that so many people don't have, Father. And we pray for those who are homeless and don't have shelter, that are experiencing harsh conditions and weather, Father, that you would just provide them with peace, Father, that you would provide them with warmth and, you know, something just to help them believe that there is a better outcome in life, Father. And we just pray for those blessings. We know that if we trust in your word and we follow what you have called us to be, that you have some amazing plans for us. And it's really in regards to our destiny, and a destiny that you have already chosen for us. Just in life, you mold us until we get there. And we just pray for us to have humble and moldable hearts so that we can really be in training. You know, it's a spiritual boot camp training in a sense. And, you know, it's really about bringing each other alert to where we are in life and just being real and being honest with ourselves. And it's the most difficult thing to do, Father, but we just ask that we can trust you, that we fully put our faith in you and say, we surrender, Father. We just give this all to you, all my past mistakes, all my regrets, whatever stopped me in the past, that it may no longer hinder us, hinder me, and that we really can be like Miracle-Gro, that your blessings will come forward like Miracle-Gro, Father. We love you, and we thank you for this time. Amen.
Turn the beeper off on the...
The soul patrol is
a little bit different now that we have our audience here and we are introducing the show really for one of the first times. The soul patrol is me and Magdalena and I, M&M, and we do a show on Sundays called Reboot with Maria Magdalena Ministries, and it's right after Becky Phillips' show, A Heart for Worship, at 7:30 a.m. every Sunday Pacific Standard Time. And this show... We're all about our Father's business, and even though this isn't a quote-unquote Christian show, we are who we are, and that's why the show is called The Soul Patrol. However, we do want to talk about a lot of different things than we do talk about on Sunday. And one of the things that we're going to talk about right now is we're really going to focus on the demographic of teenage girls, and why is this important? Becky, I know that you're still with us, and you are the mother of a teenage girl. And this demographic of young woman is really one that's close to my heart, because they're the ones who are going to be the strong women of our future. And even though the little ones need to be focused on, I really think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Becky, I really think this age demographic really needs a lot more attention right now than ever before.
I
absolutely do, because, you know, my daughter, I want to say high school is important, but I really feel like they're molded in that 7th and 8th and 9th grade genre and age group, because especially, and I don't know how it is in California, I know how it was when I went to school down there, but 7th and 8th grade up here is junior high, and it's such an awkward time for them, because they're only at the junior high middle school level for 2 years. So they come out of elementary school from sixth grade, they're thrown into this weird 2 year span where they're the underclassmen and they're the upperclassmen. There's no real in between, and it's just weird, but it just seems like, gosh, they are so impressionable at that age, and especially the girls, they want nothing more than to be loved, accepted. And they're trying to figure out who they are. And we are so, I never thought I'd say this when I was their age, but, you know, our parents said it, and now I'm a parent and I'm saying it. They're just so desensitized from our mainstream music media, our television, our movies. And so anything goes, and anything's acceptable. And, you know, terminology when we were younger, you know, hooking up was getting together with friends or hanging out with a guy. Now that means something totally different. And
yeah, well, no, let's talk about that. That's what I want. What does hooking up mean to these kids?
Now, to these kids, it means one night stands or messing around with a boy or a girl, or hooking up means just non-committal,
physical, whatever.
Physical, yes. Physical intimacy in any shape and form. And it's just, you know, it's just terrible because our girls just don't understand the true meaning of self-worth at this age because it's being defined. I read a long time ago that, you know, kids look to their parents first, and if their parents aren't paying attention and aren't open to receive and communicate, they look to their friends next and music third. And I see it so evident in the generation today because, and I try so hard to stay open with my kids, but even then, they're still scared to come tell you stuff. Even when you be as open as you can possibly be, saying, look, been there, done that, have the t-shirt, come talk to me, we'll work through it together, they still won't come talk to you. So they go to their friends, and then their friends, and if they're not there or they're having struggles with that, they turn to the music. And you look at what's popular with kids today, the music is just nothing more than, you know, describing sex, drugs. I mean, probably no different than we were younger, but anyway, they're very impressionable, and I could go on and on, so.
Yeah, when we were younger, though, I mean, even you and Magdalena are the same age, and I'm 10 years above you guys. And
nine.
Whatever. And
odd number.
Nine. And it really, we did not have, I mean, yeah, we had songs, but I don't remember even hearing what you hear in music today, or even on the television. It's just incredible. But the reason why it's important to talk about these things is because one of the programs that we're going to be talking about here on Soul Patrol, especially to this demographic of girls, and I think you're absolutely right, the junior high school age is vital, is talking about the weight. And when I say weight, I'm talking about WAIT and WEHIT when it comes to this particular part. And for that, I'm going to actually have Magdalena share with you a little bit about what the weight is.
Oh.
Actually, share the details first of the physical weight that we found, where we were, how we got it, and how this all started.
Well, I'm trying to recall the date. It was May 16th, I think, last year.
She remembers.
Well, because it was a golf tournament, May 17th,
okay.
Actually. It was May 17th, and it was a Thursday, and we were in Escondido, actually South San Diego is where we were at, and after we were done with our events and whatnot, we headed down to downtown San Diego, and we went to a couple shops, and we were just window shopping, looking at little knickknacks, and then I look at a tray bowl, if you will, and I'm perplexed because I'm thinking, wow, am I, like, seeing correctly? It was a little bowl or tray of male penises, but like a charm size.
Yeah.
And we were like, I'm like, I looked at the cashier and I'm like, and she's like, yeah, they're penises. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, Maria, you have to come and look at this. And it's just bizarre because how often you go to a store and you actually, you know.
And then how long has it been since I've actually seen? Okay. So.
Well, only knows she knows that
hey,
answer.
Girl.
Girls, I don't mean to interrupt. I just want to say goodnight. I have to get off the phone because it's snowing and I'm driving, and I just didn't want to hang up without saying goodbye.
Get off the phone. Listen to us later. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye. Love you guys. Bye.
And so I pick up a few because obviously I'm intrigued, and, you know, it's kind of comical and whatnot. And then, you know, the cashier, she said, well, the sales girl, she goes, well, let me show you my favorite one. So she finds it, and it's, well, it's very shapely.
It's very shapely.
But it also, it has a weight to it as far as, you know, its heaviness. And we're like, wow, you know, there's obviously something very powerful about, you know, our sexual and sensual nature. And, you know, so much of our world decisions are based on the power of and sexuality. And when we said, you know, there's something about the weight, but then, you know, in the American language, weight, depending on how you spell it, can mean completely different things. So we're talking about its heaviness, but also about just literally waiting. And we're in a world that's all about instant self-gratification, and we want to please our senses. We want to, as we, you know, we'd say the flesh, we want to please that nature of us that we all have embedded within us, that we are impatient and we don't always wait for the right
wait. And this is a really important topic, and we will be doing a whole program just on this. As I have grown up to learn, and they teach this to you as young kids to wait, but we don't. But there's one thing that I want to share with women, the power that you gain with your own commitment to yourself when you wait. And that is a really important lesson to learn, and some of us have to wait until we're in our late 30s or 40s to figure out the value of that lesson. So it's really important for me to share with young girls that, yeah, having this thing in your hand, because I will be taking a picture of it and I will be posting it on Facebook tonight as we talk about and get ready to talk to young girls about the weight. And it fits in the center of the palm of my hand. And like I said, or Magdalena said, it is a phallic-shaped weight that is probably, gosh, it's pretty heavy, too, for the size that it is.
Yeah, it's like if people know the difference between the weight of gold and the weight of platinum, something can be entirely the same size.
But the weight is way different.
Yeah. And that's really true. And so I'm going to grab this weight because we're talking about it. And I want our audience to understand that I'm holding this weight in my hand. So when you start to look at it on Facebook, you'll understand. And those who haven't heard of it on Facebook, they will definitely be listening to it in the archive. So to our archive listeners, now that you can see the picture on Facebook and you can see the little army man that I have, because he kind of looks like an army man, doesn't he?
Oh, the helmet.
The helmet. Anyway, we want to be very easy to talk about this. Why? Because it's not something that we talk about too often. And so it is something that I want us to be very comfortable about talking about. And I want us to be comfortable talking to our children about it, because the only way that we're going to stop child sexual abuse is to teach our children and make sure that other people around them understand what it is, what it needs to be in their life and what it doesn't need to be in their life. Age appropriate, of course. But the demographic of girls that I'm going for is the junior high to early high school age. And we want to share with you that this little funny looking guy that looks like an army man is really the power of waiting. And holding it and making sure that you are aware of the value of yourself for that weight. And Magdalena, at 30 blah, blah, blah years old, okay, can you share with our young audience how important and vital this lesson of waiting has been just in the past few years of your life?
It's crucial because
as Becky was stating about just even teenage daughters, we want to feel love. We want the immediate affection, especially if we're attracted to someone. And, you know, more than oftentimes we cross the line with someone in an intimate manner because we think they can be that person. But time and time again, when, you know, you let your guard down and we don't wait, we're not being true to ourselves because so many times it's not the right person, but just because, you know, there was a need that wanted to be met or something of that nature, that, you know, we make decisions based on, you know, sexual attractiveness versus, really waiting to see who this person really is and how they're really going to be there for you in your life versus somebody who just wants to spend the night with you and walk away.
And that is something that I want to share. When God creates you as a beautiful young woman, He created you as a beautiful piece of art. So I want you to view yourself as a beautiful oil painting in the form of a puzzle. And God created you that way. And every time you give of yourself, especially when you give of yourself sexually, you're taking a piece of that puzzle from the center of the puzzle, not the outside rim, but the actual center of that beautiful oil painting that God created just for you. And you're choosing to take that piece out and give it to that person, whoever that is, unless it is the person you have chosen to be with for the rest of your life. So now you're into your 20s and you've lived a life of feeling and wonderful and boyfriends and great. Now you're ready to meet that Mr. Right. And he comes in the form of a puzzle, a beautiful oil painting that up against yours, it butts up right against it and it's this beautiful mural. However, what if you meet this person and you look at your painting and you realize, wow, there's a whole bunch of holes in that painting. And you see that other person's painting and you can see if they have holes or if they don't. And let's say they don't have so many holes. Trust me when I tell you, going back and finding those pieces to that puzzle is a little difficult. And trust me, you're going to want to do it in order for your painting to be complete and beautiful and right, so it will butt up perfectly against the one that was created to fit right in with yours. So truly, it's all about the weight. And as Magdalena is sitting here at the table doing a puzzle, know that it takes time to put that puzzle together. And Magdalena, how upset would you be if you were missing a piece of the middle of your puzzle? And what would you do?
Castrate.
And that's our next week's show. So before we sign off and go with our last song, why don't you share with the audience about that program? We're going to introduce the weight program, but now we're going to introduce this one.
Okay, well, I don't know where to start right now because I was totally on a different path and then you just steered me in a different direction and I'm not steering with you.
Okay, that's all right.
Being honest.
That's all right because that's what the Soul Patrol is all about. We have different programs that we come up with and this is the reason why we started the show.
Spontaneous or on the spot.
Spontaneously. And we are going to be talking about what needs to be castrated out of your life and what you need to be gentle with.
And fertilize.
And that is an important thing.
Because it is a cycle of life.
It is. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and sign off tonight. And thank you so much, especially those that are in the chat room. Thank you for joining us. As we continue to move forward, we will have different subjects here on the Soul Patrol.
And sirens
next week. All right, we'll have a siren. Just for Magdalena.
Whatever. Why would it be called Soul Patrol if there's no siren?
Soul Patrol. Okay. So, well, anyway, we're going to sign off with the opening song to PTH with Corrine Walson, and that is Prayer That Heals. And that is called Heaven. And we will see you next week on Soul Sister Tuesday with Maria Magdalena and the Soul Patrol. See you next week. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Wait.
Wait.
It's all about the weight.
It's all about the weight. Catch
sure
in
you
heaven.
Like the weight.
Yes.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Soul Sister Radio.